I'm Summer.
It's Haley.
And this is
Work-Life Woo. Hello.
Hello.
Work-Life Woo.
Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo.
Oh. So before we jump into this week's episode, which is going to be about our first jobs, we're going to focus on the work and work-life woo this week. Some start us off with the tarot card of the week.
All right. So it's the Nine of Pentacles. It says the Nine of Pentacles rules the second decan of Virgo, where this week's new moon arrives. Just as this lunation plants the seeds of practical magic. There you go, Haley.
Again?
This card reflects the ways we revel in the earthly riches all around us. Virgo is a sign associated with discipline and self-possession, and the Nine of Pentacles reminds us to reap the rewards of our diligent efforts. As you set your intentions for this new moon, imagine yourself in the garden of your hard work, plucking ripe grapes from the vine. Allow this vision to motivate you through the toil ahead, but don't forget to celebrate the abundance you've already conjured. Let your achievements reassure you there's more, much more, where that goodness came from.
Okay, this is crazy. Not crazy, because this is just how this stuff works, but I know like a few episodes ago, I was like, my intention is to like get up in the morning, mm-hmm. right? And like have a routine.
Yep.
And then last night, as I was telling you, Nick and I were like talking about, you know, he was like, what's going on with you? And I was just like venting, and I'm like, and I've got all these great things happening and at my disposal right now. And I feel like I'm just not like taking advantage of it. And every week my mind goes to this book, and it's about a garden, and it's like this gal, and it's a real story, but she like buys a house in Seattle and like redoes this entire garden. It's a cottage, and like she's like all about like re-bringing it back to life. And I don't know, I feel like that tarot card was basically like, okay, keep envisioning you in that garden,
mm-hmm.
and like keep trying to focus on that morning routine so that you feel like worthy of all the things that, like, I just feel like I'm missing it, you know? Mm-hmm.
There's something, and I don't know if I'm saying this as a morning person, and I hope this doesn't sound obnoxious, but because I'm not like a night owl, so I envy those people.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something so like special about morning time.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I love it so much. It's like such a like serendipitous kind of like, you know, Austin, he has to be at work. My husband, he has to be at work so early. And so he has to be at work so early. And so he doesn't get up as early, like enough with enough time to like drink your coffee and like
right,
have
yeah.
a slow morning.
Nick
before
doesn't
work.
Either.
Yeah. yeah.
They both get up really early. And mm-hmm. then, and Nick will be like, it's ideal. But then he's like, but then I'd have to get up even earlier to like have coffee
yeah.
and have a slow morning. But I have no excuse. And I'm like, I could get up when he gets up and have a slow morning. So.
I would pay money every day to just have my morning and then go back to bed.
Yep. That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a night owl either. I go to bed at like 9.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And I wake up at like 8 a.m. Yeah. What is wrong with me?
Well, 8 a.m. is not that late.
It's late enough. No. I need to be up by like 6 to do what I need to do. Like this morning, I just feel I wake up and I feel guilty. Like, you know, because I feel like late.
Yeah.
And I even set an alarm. And I told Alexa to snooze 3 times.
Yes, you are just a hard sleeper.
I am.
I'm just like, exact same way.
I'm going back.
I woke him up this morning by saying, you have let, like, this is his first words he hears when he wakes up in the morning. You have let your alarm go off for 20 minutes without snoozing it. Because he just doesn't even hear it.
No, I couldn't do that.
He just doesn't hear it.
Oh my gosh. It's like, my best friend's like that, Alyssa.
Yeah.
She's like, no.
It's crazy.
I don't understand people like that. Okay. Well, did the card mean anything for you?
Yeah. So I was just sharing with Haley before we started recording how bizarre it is that the Chani app, and just like, again, not bizarre because it's just life and the universe and God and all of the things, but it's just so bizarre how spot on some things can be sometimes. And like the last week, I've just been really leaning into listening to like the messages I'm getting, which are to slow down. Take it easy, reap what you've been sowing for so long, and then also just like letting go of the things you can't control, which has been like the huge message for me lately. And so within this last week, maybe even less, I was just like, I've just been made a conscious effort to just let it all go. And like, things are going to happen how they're going to happen. So like, I can't stress and control them. And since I've let it all go, things just fall into place.
Yeah. Yep.
And yep. I'm still experimenting with that because it's also hard to let things go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just trying to just like put one foot in front of the other and take things just as they come and day by day and not stress about everything so much. And I'm, you know, it takes a conscious effort, but it has, I think the universe is like, I'm not messing around. Like I'm telling you to take it easy.
Me.
Trust me. Yeah. And when you do trust, everything begins to align.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I totally see that and agree.
I met a pen pal, someone I met in a business Facebook group, came to Charleston this week. And so we got to meet in person and we had this exact, I couldn't believe like how she was bringing all of these things up because it's exactly what I've been like reading and like the message that I'm getting from the universe to just chill out. And she was talking about, like she brought up how when you let go of things, they just align and fall into place. And I'm like, like a pen pal, someone I've never met in person before, despite feeling like I knew her already. And we just meet in person and that's like the first conversation that comes up. It's really crazy.
It's cool. Yeah. And you met her through, you said on a Facebook group, right? Yeah. So it's like you were finding people you're in alignment with. So it is, it makes sense that you all are on the same. That's what I've come to find though.
Yeah.
Like it makes, it's great because we've been intentional with like who we
surround
ourselves with.
Yeah.
So that's so cool. It was meant to be.
Yeah, it was very cool.
I love it.
So yeah, so this week, talking about our first jobs.
First J-O-Bs.
Big J-O-B, which sounds boring, but Haley's got an interesting story.
I mean, I feel like my technical first job, though, would be like babysitting.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Was yours too?
No.
No. Yeah, I definitely was like a built-in babysitter for our family.
I think that's
my cousin.
Like happens a lot. Yeah.
But yeah, so we've talked about your first job in a prior episode, but remind everyone.
Arby's was like my...
Arby's was the jam.
I'm talking about it like I'm so passionate about it.
I love it.
But Arby's was technically my first job, and it was like a pivotal part of my life.
Yeah. I love it. How old were you?
15.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, and like, I would have to check with my mom. I think I was like 15 as well, 14 or 15. Cause like you had to get like sign off from your parents to work.
Child labor laws.
Child labor. But yeah, I was a beauty advisor in the cosmetics section of a drugstore that will leave unnamed because of the stories I'm going to tell.
All right.
But if you really want to know, you could probably do some digging as to where I worked back in the day, if that's important to you.
That means her mugshot is Googleable.
I'm just kidding. I made a big stink.
So tell me what you're talking about.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, everyone loves, knows and loves this drugstore, but I freaking hate it. Like Nick will get his prescriptions from them and I refuse. But two things came out of this job. It was that, well, I guess not two things, but one thing that sticks, comes to mind the most is the freaking music that they would play. And they would always send out like employee surveys every year. And every year that I worked there, I would say it would be like, what would be one thing you would change? And I'm like, the freaking music.
Was it
please
like-
change the playlist. It is like the 80s soft rock, which I love, but like they played the same three songs. And then they're like, I would walk 500 miles. And I'm like, I can't do this every day that I work. Like it's the same. In the same order. We'll get into why I'm not giving the name later. But so, we were both like 15 when we started our jobs. Did you work weekends? Like, were you working after school? Like, what was the rotation?
So my manager's name was Vivian.
Viv.
Shout out Vivian. And she didn't stay very long. And then Ben came in.
Benjamin.
He was the best. Yeah, yeah. I worked after school. I don't know about weekends. I don't remember. Sundays, I guess.
I used to hate – like, do you remember – so I know at the drugstore that is unnamed, they would have our schedule posted up in the back. And it would be like – I just remember, this is such like a sense memory for every job I've ever had. When somebody else is assigning you and you don't know what days you're working. Like, I remember finally getting a full-time job and being like, Monday to Friday, holy crap, this is amazing.
Game changer.
Because it was like the anxiety that like, do I work? What's my work schedule? Do I have plans this weekend or do I work? And it was like, I hated it. Mm-hmm. I hated it so much.
It's like that you have no control over.
No, you were just a little puppet. Mm-hmm. They were a little piece in their puzzle and you were like, show up.
I also think, like, when you are an adult, though, that, you know, retail and things like that do try to honor your needs a little more.
I would like to think so, but, like, I don't know. I really don't. Because I've also been in a situation where, like, with my full-time job, we were open on the weekends and, like, they would still just, like, assume since, you know, we were younger, didn't have kids, which, okay, fine. But, like, would just put us on the schedule randomly for the weekend work. And I'm like,
Lane.
No.
So tell me the story about – so the drugstore you worked at, you told me that you worked with your mom, which is so funny.
Yeah, so we, like, literally lived, like, 2 minutes down the road from this drugstore. And my mom started working just, like, part-time to, like, get out of the house while I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I wanted a job. I wanted some way to make money. So she talked to them, and they were like, yeah, she can come in and work part-time.
Aww.
Which I believe was like, I don't know if that was technically allowed to work there with, I think it actually was because then we had plenty of other, my friend in high school, her and her mom ended up working and her sister.
That's so cute.
Yeah. So we were all just like a big family of people working like all over because eventually, so I started off in the beauty counter and then I went to being a pharmacy tech because I wanted more money. Mm-hmm. And I thought at one point I wanted to be a nurse. So I was like, I'm going to go and like learn all the pharmacy things and be all like medical and wear scrubs. And it was a hot mess. But yeah, so my mom worked there and I don't remember how many years we actually worked together, but the biggest like drama with that was that I was telling you about is when she did go to put in her 2 weeks, my mom, she went into the back, which is like has cameras everywhere. And she had written like a 2 week, put in her 2 weeks, written it up on a piece of paper, handed it to our manager, our store manager at the time. And he read it and he crumbled it up and threw it and hit her in the face. And like my mom started crying because she was like embarrassed, right? Mm-hmm. And this guy was a butthole. Mm-hmm. And so I caught wind of that. So I think at this point I was senior in high school.
Hold on.
Yeah.
He crumpled it up and threw it in her face.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
I would so cry.
And
too.
Prior to
no shame, Jill.
Yeah.
I would cry.
Oh, I would cry too. Prior to this, he had already, like, he would have, like, spurts of acting out. Like, he'd end up back in the what do we call it? Like, the stock room or whatever. And mm-hmm. he'd be, like, throwing boxes and, like, having outbursts.
This guy.
Yeah. He needs
Danita. Therapy.
He needed a lot. I don't know. But then it was crazy because it was like sometimes you'd love him and mm-hmm. he'd be like great. And he actually like had my back a lot of times with customers that were absolutely crazy. But then there was like this era where he was just like terrible. And so, yeah, I took it upon my like, I don't know, how old was I in senior year of high school? Like 17 year old self to I went straight up the corporate ladder and called like the highest person I knew how to get a hold of. And then, I went to the person that I knew who was like the branch manager. And then I made him put me in contact with someone even higher and told them all about it. They were like, okay, we're going to handle it. And we got him fired.
Period.
Yeah.
Do you know where he's at now?
No. And I hope to never see him again. I'm pretty sure he probably lives near my mom, but
that's so bizarre.
Yeah, it's weird.
And then like such a crazy story. So whenever Haley and I were planning for this conversation, I was like, I don't like really even know what to talk about. Like first jobs, you know, I feel like everyone's story is the same. And Haley started with the story and I'm like, oh, hold on a second. So you're not getting my initial reaction, unfortunately, but this is so crazy, but good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you for going up the corporate ladder and mm-hmm. serving justice on this man.
Yeah. I was like, don't mess with my mom. I'm coming for you.
Period.
You get the
Jill.
You get the boot.
Mama Hoback.
Mama Hoback. That was my stint at that place. But I still, so then, you know, he got fired. We got another manager who was great. She was really wonderful.
So you did the right thing.
Yeah, I stayed with them throughout, like, I think the end of freshman year in college. Like, I would go, actually got transferred to a different one in the city that I went to college.
Oh, cool.
So that I could still work. And I did the whole, I was a pharmacy tech until, like, yeah, sophomore year.
Wow. What did you do as a pharmacy tech?
So I actually did a lot. You do a lot. And there's actually a test you can take to, like, make even more money. And I was on my way to doing that. But then I was like, yeah, I'm not even going down this path. But primarily you're counting pills and you're typing in prescriptions. So you're reading doctor's handwriting left and right, which was
that's tricky.
A whole thing. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with insurance, freaking not accepting inputting, like inputting the information. Oh, I have another story about being in the pharmacy.
Okay, let's hear it.
This is the best story. So when I went to WKU in Bowling Green, Kentucky, which is where Cage the Elephant is from.
Yes.
And so I was working in the pharmacy one weekend and I'm like typing up, I'm like working the counter where people drop off and I'm like in the zone and I look over and it's Matt Schultz and I'm like, it's the lead singer of Cage. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And this was right before they went to Bonnaroo for the first time.
Aww.
Or no, Bonnaroo? Bonnaroo or Coachella. I can't remember which one. It was like a big deal.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I'm taking his prescription. This is so great. I remember what it was, but I'm not going to say what it was. And my whole face went red.
Oh.
And I'm like talking to him and I'm like, I'm like, this is so great. You're going to, I think it was Bonnaroo. I'm like, you guys are opening and like headlining Bonnaroo. This is so great. And he's like, thanks. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, okay, well, your prescription will be ready in like an hour. Like, I'm like, can you sign my hand? Like,
can you sign your pills?
Yeah.
I'm sure that he was so like honored to be like, oh, she knows me.
They've always been very like sweet. Because then I've met him 3 times in Bowling Green because the first time was when I was actually dancing on the field at a football game. And he walked out with his brother. And I was like, can I go? Can I go talk to them?
For what? For what?
They're promoting their music festival they were having.
Oh.
So they were just there at a game. Mm. Just, I don't know if they gave it, they might have like announced them or something. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, that is so funny. And also like far more eventful once again.
I know. It's all this drugstore. I don't know. It's wild. There's so many stories that I could keep going.
Okay, keep going.
No, I need you to tell us about Arby's.
I mean, the curly fries are great.
I know. So do they do like were you like frying them?
Okay, I do actually have a story.
Yes.
Okay. So wait, what did you ask?
Did you fry the curly fries? Was that a part of what you did?
Mm-hmm.
Fresh fries, man.
But dude, you smell like them?
Oh.
Like, my uniform, no matter how many washes, just permanently smell like fried grease. Yeah. Mm. Fried grease, yeah.
Yummy.
Delish. Also, grease traps get gross.
I bet.
Heads up to the people.
Yeah.
But anyways, there was a guy. So, you know, I don't think it mattered, like, what age I was. I took my job so serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. And so, like, everyone I worked with meant so much. Like, it's so dramatic. But everyone meant so much to me. But you do get so close with people that you work with.
Yeah.
And so I worked with a guy who – I guess my other downfall is that I find something in everyone that makes me, like feel so, like, sympathetic or empathetic, I guess. And, like –
because you're a star child.
Because I'm a star child, that find something in everyone that, like, I'm like, oh, like, they deserve love no matter how awful they are or whatever. This guy was awful, and he was the sandwich maker, and I don't remember what even his name was, because the only thing I knew about him is that he didn't wash his hands after he used the bathroom and would come and make sandwiches afterwards.
Well,
and I was talking to my dad about this the other day, and he was like, how did you know this at the time?
Yeah.
And because I cleaned the bathrooms,
mm-hmm.
and so I was like in the women's bathroom. I think I was waiting on him. Mm-hmm. You can hear everything happening.
Yeah.
And straight to the sandwiches. And so you got like a free lunch or whatever when you're working. And I never took sandwiches that he made because me and my dad and stepmom started calling him Nasty Hands.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And my dad, when he would drop me off for work, would be like, are you working with Nasty Hands tonight?
Nasty Hands. That's disgusting.
So, a heads up.
I mean, you take your chances at any time.
But my favorite sandwiches were made by this man named Josh. He made.
Ooh, why were they fit your favorite?
Because he was very, like, germaphobe.
Oh, yeah. So he was clean making them. Got it. Love that.
Anyways, I worked there for, like, a year, and my mom has a video. I'm going to show you after this. Mm-hmm. But my mom has a video of me the day I quit. That she posted on Facebook.
She's and so proud.
Still shares to this day.
Oh.
Like, every year.
So where did you go after Arby's?
Chick-fil-A.
Aww.
Also, great job.
Love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bet that would be good working there. How long did you work there?
Like a year or year and a half. That's a good job.
So then, I love it. Any, like, secrets about Arby's? Like, what we should order? Or what was the thing? I was, like, the melts. Like, I think I've already said this.
Beef and cheddar.
Oh.
Yeah. So good. Beef and cheddar with Arby's. No,
we should have gotten Arby's and had it for this episode.
It's just not the same anymore. No fast food is
That's
the same.
That's true. It's really not.
Anyways.
Even the McDonald's fries, not the same.
Fast food's just not, because nothing can compare to Chick-fil-A.
That's true. Love a good nugget.
Any other stories from the pharmacy that shall not be named?
So many.
Yeah, what other crazy stories?
Okay, so one that's coming to mind is there was a girl that worked in the pharmacy. Or sorry, not in the pharmacy. She worked on the floor, just like in the store. This is when my mom was still working there. And she was a good person. Mm-hmm. Okay, like very nice girl. She's like probably in her young 20s, but she had a drug issue. I don't know what the issue, or I don't know like what kind of drug issue, but she'd always come in and she'd be like super high, like not on weed either, like something. And this was very common for the area. And this story is very short, but basically she was so high one day when she came into work and she went out to like go to lunch or something and she straight up backed into my mom's car. And so they get on like the intercom or something and they're like, Jill, Kelsey backed into your car. We need you in the parking lot.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yes.
Why?
Yeah.
Why, Kelsey?
I don't know. And then I don't know. Like, I don't even think she had insurance. I don't know. It was Hot Mess Express. But so that happened. Another time I had to call 911 because a mom ran her little boy into the drugstore. He was not breathing. Yeah. And so she ran him into the pharmacy. And so we called 911, obviously, and like had to do, we're doing CPR. I wasn't doing CPR. They were doing CPR on him. He was fine. But he just like had it. I don't know what happened. It was crazy. It was like one of the first times I ever called 911. It was creepy.
What in the world?
Yeah. And then someone OD'd in their car in Bowling Green parking lot. That was very common.
Oh my gosh.
And we'd have a lot, like I'd always get like knock on my window when I'd leave work. Because they are looking for money or drugs and all the things. So
that is intense. Mm-hmm. This pharmacy.
Crazy. I haven't been like held up though or anything, knock on wood.
So whenever we go to Kentucky, we'll record.
And yes. I'll take you to all the things.
Yeah. We'll go to a pharmacy that shall not be named.
Yeah. I'll be like, this is it. And well, I'll take you to the Bowling Green one.
Wait, so we're just going to go to a random pharmacy?
No, the one in Bowling Green. Is Did my you? College one.
Okay.
But the one where all the juice, the like the juicy juice. Things happened was in Shepherdsville.
This is wild.
Yeah.
Haley, what in the world?
I don't know, man.
This pharmacy store is a Scorpio.
And then I went from, yeah, seriously, I went from that to working for my gay dads, what I called them, but Jeff and Steve, I worked for them in their gift shops.
Aww.
So they had two gift shops and they were amazing. So it was like, total night and day.
That's I'm so happy for you and your career path.
Yes.
That sounds much better.
It was fun.
Yeah, that is fun. Yeah. What kind of store did you say?
So they were both gift shops, but one was like a fine gift and jewelry shop. And then the other one was more like, it was way more like funky, like local, different, like steampunk.
That's
candles.
Fun.
Like, it was just really cute.
Yeah. Are they still open?
No. Aww. I wish they were.
Yeah.
They closed. Actually, while I was still working for them, they were in the process of, like, transitioning and closing both stores. So.
That's hard.
Yeah.
What are they doing now?
So they still live in Bowling Green. And I believe so, a big part of their business that they've always done is an events business.
Oh,
And
fun.
yeah, Steve is amazing. He would throw these insane events with like tigers at them, like Venetian balls, like all these things. Yeah.
This
Yeah.
whole episode is not real.
It's not real. I'm like, I say it. I'm like, this is, I forgot about this. I think I just like blacked all of this out because I also was, this was when I started dating what's his face. So,
Oh, I thought you were saying Nick. I'm like,
no,
what?
this was pre-neck. But yeah, so I think he's still doing that. I honestly don't know. Oh, and a wedding planner. Yeah, he was a wedding planner.
Fun.
Yeah.
So fun.
Okay, back on track. So yeah, I feel like in terms of, so you were saying you were like a work, took your work very seriously. I feel like that translates over into you now. Like, do you, did you know what entrepreneurship was when you were 14 years old at Arby's?
Yeah, my dad is an entrepreneur. And so my whole life, he was just starting businesses. He was planting churches, had a construction business. And then he, in 2008, when the housing market crashed, he had to close his business down. And so, yeah, so it's like my brother Cody, like it's in our blood. My brother has started like 7 to 10 businesses and he is 37. 37. Yeah.
Love this. Is your other brother? I'm not. Oh, no.
So he is like, I see it in his like spirit. He wants it so bad, but he is all about security, which is admirable. All of it's admirable, but yeah. But I can tell that he like wants it, but he, relies on the security, which there's nothing wrong with. So
I appreciate that.
yeah.
I had no idea. I don't even think I knew that word. I don't even think I knew the word
Entrepreneurship.
entrepreneurship,
Yeah.
until I was out of college,
Really?
really. Yeah. Like, I think I'd heard it a little bit towards the end of college because of who I was dating, because he was an aspiring entrepreneur. But yeah, never really grasped it until Sophia Maruso and Girl Boss Radio.
Really? Wow. That's so funny.
Yeah, and even starting right like the year before I started freelancing, I remember sitting down because I was getting my math, I was in my master's program, and I was like sitting down in my office at my job, and I was like, I don't know, had us like writing out like what we want for our future or whatever. And I was like, this is so weird. Like, I feel like I should write. I want to have my, I felt weird writing, I want to have my own company. I was like, is that what I want? Like, I didn't feel right though. It was just so weird.
Whenever you were a kid, did you have any side hustles?
Well, besides, so I did like, I took the whole babysitting thing very seriously. I did like the Red Cross babysitter training. I found this the other day in my mom, not the other day, like the last year in my mom's basement. I had like basically resumes that I would like pass out and put in people's mailboxes.
Oh, that's
Yeah,
so
saying I was like
cute.
certified to be a babysitter.
Meaningful. That's so smart.
Yeah, so I
Good
guess there was
marketing.
that. Yeah,
PR.
marketing, good PR right there. Makes sense. I don't, I didn't, never was like a product-based person. Like, it was always like for the people.
Yeah.
So.
I think I shared this in a previous episode, but I used to dance for my siblings.
What? Wait, no, you did not. And get paid?
Okay, so
Oh my
I had a few different ventures between the ages of probably 5 and 10.
Yes.
So a few different things. I bought CDs from my stepsisters, and then I'd sell them back to them at like I marked them up and sold them back and made a profit.
Wait, to who? Sold
My
them.
siblings, like I would, because they didn't get
Oh, look at you.
it. So I mean, maybe they did get it. Maybe they were just like entertaining me as a
Being
kid.
nice,
Yeah,
yeah.
but yeah, I would be like sell like I'll buy your site.
I'll buy your saga.
I'll buy your CD. I'll buy your CD for 5 cents, and then I'd sell it back for like 10.
Ah, how fun.
And then, but some I couldn't sell back, so then those just were in
It was a
inventory.
loss.
I actually probably still have them in inventory.
Oh my gosh.
Like Usher, I think he stuck with me.
I love it.
I'm just kidding. I don't think it was Usher, but
I love
that was.
Usher.
And then the other thing was, yeah, I would do contemporary dances to like new Christian songs in the living room, and like
Okay.
would charge my family to come see me.
Hell yeah. What? That's amazing.
Just imagine Summer
$5 cover charge.
swiftly moving through the living. I don't know.
I you were That's amazing. You should do that again. New side hustle.
But they just, yeah, They just get it for free now. I'll like just,
no.
No, they do.
$20. At least.
But yeah, so.
How cute. Okay, well, before we wrap up the episode, let's hit on this Anawookie thing.
So when Haley – so Haley and I had the most energetical
– we really did.
What's your word?
Astronomical.
Astronomical, energetical.
Evening.
And last week. And I told her about the Anunnakis.
I'm going to get it.
Anunnakis. And so I my husband's like all about the Anunnaki, like research right now. So I called him to explain. And then, wait, what are they called, Haley?
Anawookies or Anawakis. I don't know. Oh, the Naki thing.
Oh, wait. No, you didn't.
Nope, I didn't.
Anawookie.
Yeah, I'm getting it, though. Getting there.
So I called him to explain them to her. And then now what's happened?
It's been popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
Like MGK was talking about it. Obviously, Joe Rogan talked about it a while ago. I think his episode. There was, I believe I was listening to like an Unsolved Mysteries podcast where they were talking about it. And it's all about the beings with bigger skulls. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and for people who are like, what in the world are they talking about? You'll have to just look it up. But
Aliens.
Yeah. It's like the very first evidence of aliens. What Joe Rogan pointed out, which I thought was fascinating. Have you watched that episode or has Austin?
He has a ton of episodes about aliens and okay. all of that. Yeah.
So well, which one? Specifically about the Anunnakis.
No.
Yeah. He was talking, I don't know, to some guy. I don't know if he was like a professor or something. But anyways, he was talking about how those people, like the Egyptians or whatever, the Assyrian, like it was in Syria, right? I don't know. Whatever. They had an entire map of like ecosystem or the galaxy. Mm-hmm. And like knew exactly where the planets were.
Yeah.
It was like, how could they have known that?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's wild. It's also crazy when like you hear something and then you feel like you're like seeing it and hearing it everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah.
It's weird that it's like trending right now.
I know. It is weird. Because yeah, I'd never heard of it until you had said that.
I never
heard. And we were talking about it because of
Star Children.
Star Children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which a star child is someone who there are different types. So mm-hmm. I would be considered, if I was a star child, an indigo child, which basically means you're like hyper empathetic, sympathetic. But then also there's like they're saying that there's a huge increase of like autism spectrum disorder, ADD, and, you know, some other challenges and disabilities because these people are actually star children.
Yep.
Yeah. Look into it.
Mm-hmm. I still need to look into it. Okay.
And then next episode.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
We have our first special guest.
Our first
guest. And I'm sure we're going to get real woo.
Oh yeah, get ready.
So
in honor of the new moon, which is the corn moon, mm-hmm. we'll have to eat some corn when we get together.
Such a weird.
Like, do you know how I knew that?
How?
In our bags from Canterbury Emporium.
Uh-huh.
They put a card.
Yep.
And I was like, ah. These are all the moon phases.
I hung it up on the fridge.
Yep. I put it in my office.
Aww.
So that's why I was like, oh my gosh, we should have Aaron. Because I knew I wanted Aaron on when it had something to do with one of the moons or mm-hmm. something like that. And then I was like, oh, that's perfect. So yeah, we'll have Aaron of Ivy Lynn Studio, but also just Aaron Pratt now mm-hmm. is her brand. Mm-hmm. And we'll be talking all things woo.
Maybe a little work and a whole lot
yeah,
of woo.
A little work and a lot of woo. Yeah. Because we do want to focus on the new moon.
Yeah.
Right? New moon. Yes. Which will be on the 18th, 17th.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
We're also doing a sound bath.
On the beach.
Yeah.
In a week.
Yeah.
Or like, no, Monday.
So if you are listening and want to come to Charleston.
Yep.
Come to sound baths.
Come to sound baths. Yeah. So my intention last week was to keep calm and carry on. And I think, again, I'm going back to I really want to like listen to everything that, you know, is being told to me, like I need to focus on meditation and be more mindful this week mm-hmm. is my intention.
I think my intention is to like one step at a time mm-hmm. thing that I talked about earlier that Haley told me. And then also just letting things happen and relinquishing control.
Yeah, yeah.
Releasing?
Relinquishing, I think, is a word.
Okay.
According to me. Going in the dictionary of Haley.
Oh, that would be a fun. We need to Wookie. Gather all of these words. Mm-hmm. I was listening to one of our old episodes yesterday and he that we hadn't noticed.
What? Oh, Lordy, who knows? You know what? Yeah, that sounds about right.
But it's
so confident.
It's the confidence that makes it so that you don't notice it.
We don't skip a beat. We just keep going. You know what I meant? It's fine.
No, yeah. And genuinely, you don't notice it in the moment because you just keep it moving.
That means I don't notice it. So that's the scary part.
1 foot.
I'm like, I genuinely think this is a word. So it's happening. It's fine.
But we hope you all have a lovely week.
Yes, have a good week. We will see you guys next time. And yeah, let us know what you think. We'll have to figure out what our poll is for this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Okay, Mike, bye.
Cheers.
Cheers. Bye. Subscribe. Bye. Follow. Goodbye.
Bye.